We've got lots to get done between now and the end of the program. Remember, I'm not in tomorrow nor Monday, so now is the time to call or hit me up on Twitter or shoot me an email. I want to start this hour by talking some Oakland A's baseball. We are joined by the manager of the A's. He is in his eighth season with the A's. He is an American League Manager of the Year, a National League Manager of the Year, one of six managers in history to win Manager of the Year in both leagues. Oakland is 25-24 this year. They're at home today against Seattle. That game's coming up at 3:35 p.m. Eastern, so I better get to it. Bob Melvin is my guest. Bob, it's great to have you back. Thanks for doing it. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you?
Good, good. Skip, you dropped a tough game last night to the Mariners, 1-0. I know you're not thrilled with the result, but let me ask you about Daniel Gossett. He went 7 innings. He allowed 4 hits and an unearned run. That was his first start since coming back from Nashville. So starting right there, what did you make of what you saw from him last night?
Oh, I thought he was great. I mean, it's as good as we've seen him here, actually. You know, he's put together quite a season so far in AAA, and, you know, we were down two starters coming out of spring. We lost two starters on the last road trip, so we really needed him to come up and perform. He did exactly that. We just couldn't get the bats going the last couple games.
Right, so what about that? The offense has scuffled a little bit of late. He had to place Chris Davis on the DL. He's got a groin strain. I mean, it's a long season. Stretches like that obviously are going to happen. So what's the key to getting through stretches like that and getting out of them?
Well, you know, obviously it hurts. I mean, he's like having a human sledgehammer in the middle of the lineup, and everybody kind of rallies around him. He takes the pressure off a lot of guys. But, you know, one, it gives an opportunity for somebody else. It allows us to move the DH spot around a little bit for some guys that maybe haven't gotten a lot of rest to this point. But the other flip side is we'd rather have him back in the lineup. So, you know, we just have to do it as a group, not put too much pressure on each guy. And know that he's going to be back. It's a grade one strain, so know that he's going to be back probably in 10 to 12 days and hold down the fort in the meantime.
A's manager Bob Melvin joins us. Now, when you and I spoke back in spring training, you had a pretty good feeling about this team. You're 50 games in, or nearly 50 games in. So what do you make of how the group has shown up so far, and has it been what you expected?
You know, it really kind of has. You know, it's you know, with our payroll, it's tough to withstand injuries. So we've had some injuries that have affected us, but you know, we felt like that this year we were going to trend in the right direction. You know, we just came off an East Coast trip where we went 7-3, and everybody was talking about this might be the undoing of us. So we felt good. We swung the bats really well. We came back home. We haven't swung the bats very well in the first two games here. So we've been up and down a little bit, as it's going to be over the course of the season. But I think coming out of spring, if someone told us we were over 500 at this point, we'd probably take that because we feel like we have the ability to get better as the season goes along.
The thing is, though, not just a 7-3 road trip, but a 7-3 road trip where you had a 4-game sweep of the Blue Jays and a road trip which included stops in New York, Boston, and Toronto. I mean, a road trip like that can be a real grind. 10 games, 10 days, and you went 7-3. So what did you guys show you about how they handled their business against some of the best in the league?
No doubt about it. I mean, it's once you go to the East Coast, you know you're gonna have your starters are gonna be taxed, your bullpen's gonna be taxed, and you're gonna have to score some runs. And we did exactly that. We lost two starters on the trip in two consecutive games, and had to cover 14 2/3 innings out of the bullpen 2 days in a row. You know, a total of 14 2/3. So we got contributions from guys across the board in the bullpen. We swung the bats well. That's what we feel like is going to be our strength. But going into that trip, boy, you know, you look at it and say 5-5, it'd be a decent trip. To come out of it 7-3 was terrific.
A's manager Bob Melvin joins us. Now, the team also acquired Stephen Piscotty in a trade that was motivated by his desire to be close to his mother, Gretchen. After she was diagnosed with ALS, she passed away earlier this month. So as a manager and as a team, what's this experience been like? And then how do you go about trying to support him as he deals with that grief?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, and you know, usually these things, you know, have a little shorter shelf life. This has been going on with him for quite a while, well over a year, and it's, you could tell it really wore on him. You know, you try to insulate as far as he goes within your team. These guys give him a lot of support and love. It's a really close group, and I think he feels it. You know, we gave him the option when he came back. He flew into Boston. He left early in the morning. We gave him the option. He wanted to play. He hits a home run his first at bat. It was like a bomb went off in the dugout. The guys were so excited for him. So, you know, it's just now trying to get back into the routine. He's still a young kid. He's a heck of a player. But, boy, we've had some heavy hearts here for quite a while for him.
Yeah, I mean, going back to that point, what a moment that must have been. Like he had a few games off in the week that she passed away, and then in that very first game back, he homered in his first at-bat. What was the moment like for the entire team when he did that?
Oh, it was amazing. Like I said, it felt like a walk-off in the dugout, and guys were, you know, we're just so happy to see him once he got there. He got up really early in the morning to make the flight and try to play in the game and did a home run the first time. Shows he's got a little flair for the dramatic, but the guys were just so excited, and now we have him back full time, and you know, we feel like he's going to get better as the year goes along too.
You know, Bob, I've talked with managers of late, in fact the last couple of years, and the one thing that keeps coming up over and over again is a focus on having open and honest relationships with the players and how critical that is, especially over the course of a long, long season. So the question is, I mean, everybody knows it, but how do you go about developing those types of relationships?
Well, you know, it's just kind of gotten to that point now where you know, you even rely on guys for input. You know, there's certain few guys on this team that I'll ask, you know, from time to time, bring them in and talk to them, and not only about their personal lives, but, you know, what they think's going on. How can we get better? So you use these guys to kind of get a feel for the pulse of the team and how things are going. And it's just the way it was when I first came up, and, you know, I went to the Tigers in 1985. I was scared to even go talk to Sparky Anderson, who was our manager, let alone go have a conversation with him. So it really is different now. The younger players are getting to the big leagues even younger now. So you want to make sure what you know what makes them tick, and not only have a professional relationship, but with a personal relationship with them, because they feel like you're really invested in them if you do.
Hey, Bob, it's really great that you brought up Sparky Anderson like that, because even when I first got in the business and I was like a young guy on TV, I would have him in studio, and man, he was amazing. I mean, he was so charismatic and so gregarious, but most of all, approachable even to a media guy on the way up back in the day. I don't even know how to explain it. It was an amazing thing to see. What was Sparky like to play for?
He was great. I mean, I was just there for a short period of time. I really had better actual relationship with him when I was in the minor leagues. He used to come over to minor league camp. I was a guy in the Tiger system that was supposed to be an upcoming prospect, and man, he really made me feel good. Once you get to the big leagues, it's a little different, at least to start. But he really impacted my career before I even got to the big leagues, based on the fact that I felt like he knew who I was, and I felt like he was kind of invested in me.
Can you imagine what he must have dealt with in running that Reds clubhouse back in the day, the big red machine, the strong personalities and the guys, the Hall of Famers, and how strong they were. And then you look at your career. You wear number 6 right now, and the story goes that it's a tribute to Sal Bando, who taught you a lot when he was GM of the Brewers. What kind of things did you learn from him, and what did you respect the most about his approach?
Well, I followed him as a kid here growing up in the Bay Area, and he was the captain of those Oakland A's teams that won the World Series, and he just kind of had that leadership aura about him. And then when he gave me my first opportunity as a non-player in the Milwaukee system, he showed me the entire gamut of how our organization was run. I was in player development. I was a bench coach with Phil Garner on the team. I was a special assistant to him. I did some minor league scouting stuff. He really moved me along quickly and let me know what everybody in an organization had to deal with. So, you know, you can see things from somebody else's shoes when you've been in all different facets of the organization. I thank him for that. He's a great man.
Bob, Phil Garner's another one. Scrap iron. God, he was so hard-nosed. How tough and hard-nosed a player was he?
He was. You know, I got to spend some time with him with the Giants in his last year. And, you know, formed a quick bond. I was a younger guy. He kind of took me under his wing some. And then, you know, when I got out of playing, I was with him, you know, in Milwaukee. I was with him in Detroit. And I take all my managerial chops. I mean, he's my guy. He's who I learned from. You know, when you have the protege mentor type thing, he is my guy. So we still communicate quite a bit. I always see him when we go to Houston. We had him here for a while in Oakland as kind of a special assistant to me. Just terrific people. Without Sal Bando and Phil Garner, there's no chance that I'm here where I am right now.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I haven't talked to him in a few years, they pay me not to play favorites. I love Phil Garner, one of my favorite guys. He was so great. Before you go, you're playing the Mariners today, and earlier this month it was announced that Ichiro was going to be taking a step back. You managed him early in his time with Seattle during that amazing 2004 season where he broke the single-season hits record. What do you remember about that year?
Well, I know he got off to a tough start in April. And from May forward, it seems like he got 3 hits every night. His how he prepares is unlike any player I've ever had. We're still really close. I had dinner over at his house when we were in Seattle last time and let me know kind of what was going on with him going forward here. But really and truly, all you had to let him know is what time the game was. He is, from the time he wakes up during the day to the time he goes to sleep, and when he gets up the next day, it's all about preparation to play a Major League Baseball game. And when you have somebody like him in his clubhouse, not only for the younger guys, but the veteran guys to see how he prepares, man, it really is special.
Yeah, Bob, the fact that he has dinner with you, he breaks bread with you, and when you consider how private he is, I got to ask, what are those dinners like? What do you guys talk about? What do you guys eat? What's an evening with Ichiro like?
You know, that we go to dinner quite often during the course of the season, no matter where he is, but we went over to his house that day in Seattle, and, you know, it really is easy to talk to him. His interpreter, Alan's there, but we could have a conversation without an interpreter. He's that smart. But it's not all baseball. You know, we have some history. We, you know, kind of go over, you know, where he's lived and what his life experiences are. He's very inquisitive. My daughter was there with me, and he was very inquisitive to our relationship. Just a special guy and easy to talk to, and you know, the relationship has gotten better and better over the years.
He is one of just six managers in history to win Manager of the Year in both leagues. Seattle is at Oakland today. It's a 3:35 game, so I better let him go. Bob, great to have you on the show. Thank you so much. And I always look forward to the conversation.
My pleasure. Me as well.
Bob Melvin, manager of the A's. Eighth season there. My thanks to him.